Discussions that the Senate's conference had in the months from September to January were extraordinarily contentious. Fueled by the UIS delegation's discordant attitude and by the inability of the USC to adopt to the more autocratic style of President Hogan, in contrast to all of his predecessors. These problems were highlighted by a number of defining issues. The FOIA of the USC's audio transcript of its October meeting by Professor Martin, presumably acting on behalf of the UIS Senate or its executive committee. A feeling that the president had little regard to adhering to matters requiring statutory input by the Senate's conference, and contention coupled with admonition from the president accompanying the USC's review of the enrollment management document. The issues focusing on enrollment management are known to all of you. The major concerns were the potential conflicts between university centralization and accepted campus autonomy in determining enrollment management issues. In fact, the first draft of the enrollment management report that we were given included very, very limited campus input into enrollment management decision making. The Senate's conference commissioned a tri-campus committee consisting of one member of the conference from each campus, one member from the Senate's conference, and one member of the committee who was primarily responsible for enrollment management on each campus. That committee was chaired by Professor Carol Leff. And shortly, or sometime thereafter, the members of the UIS members from that committee resigned. In addition, the three campus senates constituted their own committees to work separately from the USC committee to review the enrollment management document. With the exception of the Springfield campus, who saw little problem with the document, it would be fair to say that although everyone was in favor and saw the need for improving enrollment management procedures across the university, there was no total agreement on specifics and much resistance by university administration to alteration of the document. Suffice it to say, real progress was made only when Mr. Kennedy interceded by leading discussions that allowed us to elaborate our concerns, which led to constructive alterations and eventual approval of a more viable enrollment management document. Much thanks also goes to Special Assistant to the President, Avijit Ghosh, and Vice President, Christophe Pierre, for their roles in actually producing the final document. Much of the conference's time in 2012 was spent in response to the effects of an incident that began late in the